How wonderful it is that this month of April, we have this first Friday of the month, so very special to our Lord Jesus Christ, to his most loving and sacred heart, during the octave of Easter. And of course, many people know or think about the Sacred Heart and the first Friday, but most people, because in most churches, it is totally ignored, if not forgotten. The octave of Easter, which is exceedingly important, second only to the octave of Pentecost, which was removed by those who claimed to wish for the great things of the ancient liturgy. They say a lot, and they do nothing. And they do the opposite. That's the way it is. So today we have this first Friday of the month of April, and our Lord is exceedingly honored, or we try to honor him as much and as worthily as we are able to do so, with a clean conscience and a pure heart, as our readings say. And it should not surprise us of the things that are going on or have been going on. Recently, there has been a person whom you do not know, but I know very, very well, who is a very good person, and then all of a sudden, he got convinced by liberal professors in the universities that because of everything that was going on in the world and in the church especially, that the church was evil. Because many bishops and priests were evil. Well, you know, here we have it from St. Peter, the first pope. Those who were saved at the time of St. Noah were 8 persons out of the whole world, out of the whole universe. Only 8 persons were saved. So why should it surprise us? Why should it surprise us that so many are rushing to hell? And so we need to concentrate on doing honor to God, on obeying God, and fulfilling his requests, his commands. And then perhaps we will be among the 8 persons who are saved in this ark of Noah, which is the church. The ark was a prophecy of the church, of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. You will drown. And then, of course, in the gospel, as we do continue the octave, until Sunday, the last day of the octave of Easter, we see one of the different accounts, and each one is different because each evangelist is allowed to choose the way in which he expresses himself, even under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If it was a plot, then all of them would be exactly the same. When 3 thieves are caught, before they are taken to prison, while they're in the truck, they agree, we're going to say this, and we're going to say that, and we're going to say this. They all say the same thing. That's not the Gospels. They are preaching the truth. And they are preaching the truth as it is perceived by each individual. And so here we have a very quick, short account, almost without saying it, of the ascension of Christ, almost 40 days hence, by St. Matthew. And the important thing here is, and we know it because we have it right here on our altar in the tabernacle, where you may not be able to see them, but if you were gifted with the right eyes, so to speak, or the right glasses with which you can see the wondrous glory of God, much brighter than any eclipse of any sun, are seated, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on their throne in heaven. And this is a direct connection to that throne. They are all three here, seated on their throne. And so he tells us, I am with you always. And of course he is. And as long as we have the priesthood and the Eucharist, even if we have bad priests, the bad priest consecrates according to the rite of the church, it's still the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. Not that that is the proper thing. And that is why this Mass is offered by someone in reparation for our sins. All sins of all peoples, of all nations. But of course, of greater consequence are the sins of the shepherds and the sins of those children of the church that are supposed to be the faithful children of Christ on earth. So we offer reparation. But here, he tells us, I'm with you always unto the consummation of the world. That is, until it's all blown away and only the new world, the new age in heaven, and also a new earth, as some of the scriptures attest, take place. And so, here we have our Lord's promise. And that Lord is the one whom we honor, whom we adore, whom we venerate, whom we worship. And that Lord is the one who is with us. And that Lord is our God, our Savior, and our Judge. All these things that we are celebrating, particularly during these holy days of the octave of Easter. Alleluia, alleluia. Let the holy anthem rise. He has risen, as he said. In addition, today, I won't say anything about it. You can look him up for yourselves. We have the feast of the Dominican doctor, St. Vincent Ferrer, who, by the way, supported, there were three popes, he supported the wrong one. And he's still a saint. Saints do make mistakes, so don't hang all your hats on one chip. But he was a tremendous miracle worker. Read about it for yourselves. And taught the truth of Christ, even if he did not know exactly who the real Pope was. He supported the Spanish Cardinal de Luna. But he was not the real Pope. And eventually, he would convince him to resign and to give the papacy to the real Pope. So today, let us pray for the Church, which is undergoing horrible times. And let us pray for another St. Vincent Ferrer to lead us to the truth. In nomine Patris, Filii, e Spiritus Sancti. Amen.